And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Jumping the gun a little bit tonight. This is our third webcast, and you can join us if you haven't already on www.philhendryshow.com, our third webcast going around the world. And when I say around the world, I mean it, because we have literally listeners who check in from everywhere, man. India, Japan, Norway, all parts of Europe. You got it, man. On the line with me is Mr. Austin Amarca, who has written a book called The Primacy of Man. Mr. Amarca has worked with wild animals in his capacity both as a kind of a wrangler for motion pictures, if you know what that is. That means that basically these are the people that work with animals in film. Mr. Amarca is also a cabinet maker from Lancaster, California. And thanks for joining us, sir.
It's my pleasure, sir. Thank you.
The book is The Primacy of Man. You consider yourself to be an animal rights advocate, but you do not believe that animals have sort of this unlimited right to exist. Is that the best way of putting it?
Philip, I think the best way of putting it is, in the last year in the United States, we have had people attacked by wild animals, whether it is a wild bear in our national forests, or more to the point, animals that have come down out of the hills, that have come down out of the mountains. Recently, right out here in Thousand Oaks, California, an animal that was a wild cat of some kind, I think it was a one of these animals, a hybrid mountain lion of some kind, that came very close to a middle school. I can tell you that it is my opinion, and I will say it right out, that we should not have to offer our children up as sacrifices to the animal rights activists of the world. And I'm drawing the line right now with our book, The Primacy of Man. I'm drawing the line in the sand, and I'm saying your animal rights activities are going to end where my child begins, because...
Now, what are you talking about? Are you saying these animals attacking people, attacking children?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at any given time in the United States, there are new homes being built because we have a need in this country for homes. People want to buy homes. People want to live in homes, and they want to live with their families. They also want to be in a place that is going to be give them a little bit of space. We're human beings. Let's not forget who we are and what we are. We are human beings. We belong on this earth every bit as much as any animal. Now, you've got a family that has moved into a home, and out of the woods comes a coyote or some kind of an animal out of the mountains. The animal rights movement would have you give your child up to a rabid, hungry, wild dog like a coyote rather than you shoot it.
Well, I've never heard anybody, if you don't mind me, I've never heard anybody in the animal rights movement say your kids should get eaten.
Well, you know, they're the first ones that'll say tranquilize it, don't kill it. I'm very proud to say that I have killed or have very seriously wounded somewhere in the neighborhood of over 100 animals that have tried to encroach on my property. And I'm talking about animals that will hurt you, animals that can have diseases like rabies, animals that have all of these things. And I have done this, and I have written my book, and I have told people, don't let these animals basically attack your children, eat them. You understand what I'm saying by eat, right?
What are you saying, Maul?
I'm telling you they will eat a child, and I'm talking about...
Well, come on, hold on.
No, just don't come on about it, Mr. Hendry.
No, wait a minute. I live myself. I live out in the Malibu hills out here, okay?
Right. But you live where a lot of movie stars live.
No, I don't live there, man. I live back in a canyon a little bit. In any event, I see all kinds of animals coming down out of the mountains. I've seen raccoons. I've seen coyotes.
I will tell you that a rabid coyote, a ferocious, a very hungry coyote, will eat. And when I say eat, Phil, I don't like to use that word unless I mean it. I mean, it will consume or attempt to consume a child. And the animal rights movement in the United States of America thinks that's funny. They think...
Wait. Who has said that?
Well, every time they're saying you got no right to live there. Now, I'm a human. Last time I checked, I'm a human being. I got a right to live anywhere I want because of the. And that's what our book is about, the primacy of man. Now, Mr. William Everidge of the Independent Television Service slandered me. I'll visit him soon. But in the meantime, I'm not.
What does that mean?
I mean, he slandered me.
Why? How did he slander you?
He told me, and he published on his television network, that when I said to him that I killed a black bear with a 30-06 and a skinning knife so that it wouldn't eat a child, he called me a liar. I'll visit him soon.
And well, that's what I'm saying. What do you mean, I'll visit him soon?
No, well, it just means...
I don't want any threats issued on my show. You're basically saying...
I'm saying that I've got every right in the world to not only protect myself, but to make sure that these animals get the word and they spread the word around. The humans are here. They're here to stay. I'm getting tired of people telling me that I can't build a house here, can't build a house there. I'm not allowed to go here, and I'm not allowed to go there. I got to stay here in the city because we can't develop, Mr. Henry, that 200, 2,000, or 3,000 acres out there. You want to know why? Because there's a raccoon that lives out there. A raccoon that people say it's going to claw your face off and give you rabies. Or like this man up here who was beaten to death by that orangutan or whatever that was.
You talking about the guy that got hit by a chimp?
Yeah, it was a chimp hit, right?
Exactly.
All right. That guy had that monkey attacked that man. And what do you hear people say? It was his fault. It was his fault. It was his fault.
Well,
that monkey came at him. He's a man. He's a human. He's got a right to live. The monkey doesn't even belong in this country. And that's the other thing that I'd like to see happen right away. Any animal that is not indigenous to North America has got 48 hours to be shipped out. And I am saying to you...
Oh, that's unrealistic.
I'm saying to you, if you've got a wild chimp that attaches himself to a man's face like he's suntan lotion and tears what's left of that guy's good looks away, I'm telling you right now, that's a chimp that either gets shipped out or I'll put a bullet through its head.
This is an angry thing for you, isn't it?
Mr. Henry, I've seen the results of some family who decided they want to live out in the woods. Well, guess what? Your kid got eaten. It happens all the time.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. I'm speaking with Mr. Austin Amarca. He's written a book, The Primacy of Man. Mr. Amarca has worked for several years as a wrangler for the motion picture industry. I want to get back to this guy, Everidge, who called you a liar. You say that he said you were a liar when you said that you had actually killed a black bear?
Henry, I killed a black bear that was about to attack a child. I used a 30-06, and then I came over and I basically slit its throat from ear to ear after I had shot it to make sure that it was dead. The reason why I did that is if I hadn't, that child would have been killed. Now, I went to the Independent Television Service. I told them what I'd done. They said to me, well, have you got any film footage? And, of course, I looked up and said, how am I going to film it when I'm doing it? They said, well, can anybody substantiate it? I said, no, sir.
Well, was there anybody that saw this? Was it
the kid saw it. Okay. But...
Have they talked to the little girl?
Well, they have talked to the little girl. She says, and she's a little girl, so you cannot take a child. She was completely frightened to death. She probably has amnesia or something. She says that it wasn't the way I said it was, but she does acknowledge that I was there. And I'm telling them, are you going to believe a kid? Are you going to believe me? So I went out, and I put my money where my mouth was. I saved a child from a bear. The child lies. This guy is slandering me, saying it didn't happen.
And you said you're going to visit him soon.
I'm just saying that while I'm standing here trying to keep kids from being consumed by a wild animal, people sit back as if it's no big deal. You got a guy up here that got his face gripped by a monk. You got other people, kids that are...
What do you mean a monk?
I mean, you know, that's a monkey.
Okay. You mean the guy in Bakersfield with the with that chimpanzee?
Yes, sir.
Well, I was going to say, that's not even a wild animal. That animal was in a cage.
That is not my understanding. That is not my understanding.
What is your understanding?
The man was out with his wife minding his own business and was attacked.
By a monkey that was just...
That had somehow, yeah, had been let out and was living in the wild for a few years, yeah, around Bakersfield.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Mr. Austin Amarca. Now, I don't know how serious the problem is of wild animals that are, you know what rabid means, rabies, coming into areas where human beings live and attacking children. But this man says the time has come to put all the animal rights stuff on the back burner and do what the right thing is to do, and that's kill them. Just kill them flat out before they not only kill but eat a child. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tonight, our webcast. Coming up next hour is Larry Grover. And we'll also have a visit from Father James McQuarters this evening. Pastor William Rennick will be with us. And Joe Dickhead and the professor with their NFL picks.
1-800-449-8686.
You mess with a NASCAR fan and you might as well be messing with a Bakersfield chimp.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On with Mr. Austin Amarca. He is a animal rights... You call yourself an animal rights activist, right?
I'm the real animal rights activist, Phil. I'm not one of these people that, you know, dresses their dog up in sunglasses and puts a bandana. I think the humiliation that these people who are so-called animal lovers heap upon their animals only causes even more pain. And I have said, and I will go up to people and say, what you're doing to that animal is more cruel than anything that I could possibly do. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about, Phil. There's a guy who rides a motorcycle in our neighborhood where I live up in Lancaster who has a dog that he keeps in a jump seat in his motorcycle, or sometimes he has a dog sitting on a seat. I followed this guy to a fast food place, one of these Mexican food places, and I said to him, you know, why do you do that to that animal? Well, he says to me, mind your own business. Some I said, I will tell you that that animal is being hurt by you, putting him on the back of your motorcycle, sticking him in a little basket on the front, putting him, you know, having a hat on him. And I think it would be better if you just put that animal out of its misery and put it down.
And what do you mean put it down?
I mean, these animals that have been treated by their owners in a way that is almost perverse are no good to anybody after that. And so it's better that you take them to a veterinarian, and there are a number of them in the phone book, and I would suggest that you check your local American Veterinary Hospital Association to find out where they are so that the animal can be euthanized and put out of its misery. But don't talk to me about saving a kid from being eaten. Okay?
Wait. You talking about the people who put like bandanas and sunglasses on their dogs and cats?
That's exactly what I'm saying. They are more cruel to that animal than anybody that burns one with a cigarette or throws it out of a truck. I'll give you an example, Phil. I got a very dear friend of mine who works here with the.
Wait. How do you, I don't want to interrupt you or anything.
Go ahead. I can answer any question you got. I've made a lifelong study of this. Okay. And I can tell you that I believe in the rights of animals, so much so that I'm willing to kill them. Okay?
And I want to get to the heart of that rather contradictory, in my opinion, contradictory sentiment. When someone puts a hat on a cat or a dog or a bandana,
yeah,
you say that's cruel to the animal.
Yes, sir, it is.
Why?
Well, I think it's. I don't think anybody who has ever suffered having their pants fall down in the middle of a party, or being told their fly's wide open, or being told that, you know, saying something rude like, excuse me, did you just cut that fart? And pardon me for saying that. I don't think you have to tell anybody's experienced that. You have to tell them.
And what do you, I don't understand. It's embarrassing?
It is traumatic for the animal. All I'm saying is, when you put a bandana on a dog or sunglasses on a cat, the cat is no good to anyone anymore, only to the old lady that owns it, because it's going to have an attitude that you will never be able to deal with.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. JJ, go ahead.
I think this guy has a real serious issue.
That's not the first time I've heard that.
And first of all, I'd like to know, where is the dead bear that you killed? That would be all the proof you
that bear,
need.
That bear was taken by Los Angeles Animal Control, ma'am. And what they do with that bear is basically they hand it over to UCLA or USC, the veterinary school. The Park Service wants to take a look at it in terms of autopsy for disease or what have you. And then basically the animal is cremated.
Well, that would have been all the proof. They should have been able to document that you killed this bear to save this child's life, and they would have been your witness. So I don't find a lot of truth in your story either.
Why do you say that?
Second of all,
why do you say I'm lying? Wait a minute. How do you know this guy Everidge isn't a liar? How do you know the guy that called me a liar isn't a liar?
I'm not saying he's a liar. I'm just going by what you're saying about this story, and you can't prove it. And
wait
you're
a
trying
minute.
To put a little girl in the cross to prove a story.
I told
now,
this kid.
People like you that make people like me love my two dogs more.
Ma'am.
Because you are sick.
I'm sick because I saved a child. I saved a child's life. I saved a child's life from being eaten
whatever.
By a bear. Oh, yeah, she doesn't care about that. See, you're an example of people that love animals more than people. You love your dogs.
Because you are sick.
You love your dogs more.
You're talking about you're going to kill any animal.
Ma'am,
any animal that you think would kill a human,
yeah.
You feel you have a right to put a bullet in his head.
Let me, any squirrel,
and,
ma'am,
and
any squirrel that comes,
me.
No, you haven't heard me. I said you'd rather see a little girl get eaten than
no,
your dog. Yeah, you just said it.
No, she didn't.
No.
Well,
what
she's intimating
that you're trying to circumvent your story about killing that bear. You had all the proof in the world. So there should be
wait.
Reason why you can.
I had it. Wait, the animal control came and took the carcass. What do you mean I had
it? Why don't they have the report?
They got the report. They got a dead bear.
Yeah, but what does the report say that the bear was shot and then you said you slit its throat from ear to ear with a skinning knife?
Yes, I did.
Okay, do they have the report?
They do have the report. And I asked for the report and I looked at it. And yes, it had been doctored. And that's why this guy called me up.
What do you mean doctored?
It had been doctored so that the information was changed.
Oh, okay. Well, we're so sorry that you Mountain John Kill documented.
Okay, so you're calling me a liar along with this guy Everidge.
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying that you are wrong to try to make a little girl prove your story when you should have, in fact, doing... Why don't you have a camera to show your kills?
Lady, I saw a little girl being attacked. I'm not thinking about taking a picture for Time magazine. You people watch too much television. You think everybody's got a camera on them every time something happens. I was trying to save a child's life.
I don't watch too much television.
I jumped that bear, and I stabbed it. And I don't know how I'm still here.
Wait a minute. You said you shot it.
Yes, I shot it, yes. But the point here is, see, the lady thinks it's funny that a kid almost got eaten alive.
No, I think it's
she
funny that
riot.
Your story's changing.
No, it's not
it's changing.
Your story's changing. Mr. Yeah. I'd also like to say at this time for the record that this woman laughed at a child almost being eaten by a bear. Thank you.
No, she
didn't.
What
are they making a movie?
No.
Are they making a movie about your kill?
Get a load of her. Everything's a movie with you. Everything's a picture with you.
You work for the movie industry, and you wouldn't tell them about what you did.
Ma'am, I'm a wrangler for a movie studio, which means I handle animals.
So why
but I will say this.
You to prove that you killed the bear?
Do you put bandanas and sunglasses on your dogs?
No, but I love them more than people like you.
You love them more than people, and I'll tell your love is hurting those dogs.
No, it is
not. It's hurting those dogs because they start to think they're better than what they are, which is just a lousy animal that the minute it comes on my property, I'll kill it.
Ma'am,
what right does your dog have to be on my property, especially if it's got rabies? None. Thank you.
My dogs are vaccinated, okay?
So you say. Just like the guy with the pit bull. Just like the guy with the pit bull who says his dog's really safe, and then the pit bull takes the face off of a child.
All right.
You know what? You're nuts, sir.
Yeah, I'm nuts. Get a load of this. I'm nuts because I don't sleep with a dog. I'm
no
nuts.
No one ever shoots you for you hurting their animal.
Lady, if your dog comes on my property, it dies.
Wait a minute. How do you say that? Thank you very much. How do you say that you're an animal right? What time? Okay. How do you say you're an animal rights activist when you say you'll kill any dog that comes on your property?
Phil, I'm doing these animals a favor. When you have a dog or you have a cat that you treat to the point where it starts thinking it's human, hats, bandanas, sleeping in a bed, it's no good to anyone. That's the point I made, and a kid almost got eaten.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Tell me, with me is Austin and Mark. The book is called The Primacy of Man on Animals. And you call yourself an animal rights activist, a real kind of animal rights activist. You think sometimes it's better to kill an animal than to let it live the way some humans have raised it. You're talking about domesticated animals. Wait a minute. We don't have. You're talking about domesticated animals, right?
Yes, sir. I'm talking about domesticated animals, and I'm also talking about wild animals that have decided that they want to come onto my property.
Now, we're not talking about animals that make a decision, though. We're talking about animals whose instinct...
Well, their instinct. You call it instinct, and yes, it is instinct. But animals act the way they're allowed to in much the same way. Look, what do you do with a child when a child does something that you told it not to do? You teach it. Now, there are a lot of ways to teach that child. A lot of the ways that you teach animals is no different from the way you teach a child. Sometimes you have to give it a, you know, you have to, smack it in the, across the across its face. You've got to tie a rope around it. You got to do whatever you got to do. But you train a child the same way you train an animal. You don't go there. If it goes there, then here comes the pain. Now, of course, you don't kill a child, but the animal, because it's an animal, there's no, you're not going to go to this religious idea that you're going to burn in hell because you murdered an animal. Last I checked, you burn in hell because you murdered a man.
All right, our number 1-800-449-8686. You're mixing a lot of things here. I just want to know, when you say, for instance, this story that you told Mr. Everidge was hot on the heels of being on the movie set last year when a bear came at you or a cameraman?
No, the bear came at a cameraman and I. We were shooting a movie called The Legend of Billy Dean. This is a movie that was up in the Angeles Crest Forest. And we were shooting a movie. Now, this was not one of the bears that I was handling. This was a wild bear that had come into the onto the set, basically, from out of the woods and rushed me and rushed one of our cameramen. I know enough to know that you don't run from a bear. The bear rushed me. I sidestepped it. I just moved back and to my left. And it ran past me and right off a cliff, about a 300-foot drop.
Yeah.
Okay, see, right? All right, now you're calling me a liar.
Well, look, you've got a lot of stories that you haven't been able to prove.
No. It's not that I can't prove it, because that had witnesses, all right? But the fact is that when I told this guy Everidge, okay, maybe there wasn't a witness that's reliable because it was a three-year-old little girl that decided at the last minute to change her story to make me look stupid. This is a whole set full of people.
All right. What did he talk to those people?
Yes, he did. And I was fired the next day because I did have a drinking problem. But that doesn't mean I was lying.
You had a drink. All right, I got to get a phone call on, but I want to ask you more about that. Shauna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Austin Amarca.
Hi. I would just like.
Hi. How are you doing today?
It's idiots like you that make me love animals more than people.
I think another lady just said that. Do you all read from the same script?
Excuse me? No, we don't actually. It's just.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to see how long it takes before you answer it. What is your name? One. Two. Okay, that was 2 seconds.
Oh, what are you doing?
Well, the lady here is calling me names. I don't even think she understands what it is she's saying. She wants me to let a child be eaten alive?
You know what? You don't know anything about what you're saying about bears. Is a different
story.
Yes,
I do, ma'am.
Cats
I happen to be. I work with
I
bears.
So many cats and dogs daily that are locked in cages and deserve to be taken home and spoiled and for whatnot.
No.
It doesn't matter.
You make them.
If someone wants to put
you
a bandana
ruin them.
Or sunglasses or whatever on their cat or dog.
What color? Okay, Shauna, what color's your hair? One.
I don't
two.
Need to tell you that.
Okay, that's 2 seconds. All right. How many cats do you have? One. Two,
I have three.
All right, 2 seconds. Your reaction time is 2 seconds.
Why does that
What
matter?
Difference does that make, man?
I just. Somebody did. Just. It's a hobby of mine.
What?
All right, well, how do you.
I said it's a hobby of mine. One, two, three, four, five. Jesus, are you there?
Will you knock it off?
I'm still here.
What's your point, man?
My point is this. It's life or death when you encounter a bear, Mr. Henry. Life or death.
A bear
comes. A bear. All right. Now, a cat, let's talk about the cat and the people that put a sunglass on a cat.
Who
slacks.
Cares?
Hold on, allow me to finish.
Okay.
When you, Shauna, take a cat home for the pound and you put slacks and a sports shirt on it, what are you hoping to
do? What do you mean, what do you mean slacks and a sports shirt?
That's what people like this do.
Who put, what?
When you take a cat home from the pound, don't you immediately put a...
I think that's way better than putting a cigarette out in the dog's eye or on a cat or doing any physical harm to it.
How else are you going to get the cat to understand? How else are you going to get the cat to understand after it's lived with someone like you that it's not a human being? That in fact
cats
it walks
up. Cats do not think like human beings. Dogs don't. Think
no, they
like
don't.
Human beings.
They ordinarily don't. But when you put a Hawaiian shirt on, what it does?
Spoiling your dog or cat,
ma'am. When you take a cat home from the pound and you stick a Hawaiian shirt on it, and you put a little hat on it, the cat begins to think he's part of a human experience. That ruins that animal for any fun anybody else can have with it. Then what good
that
is it?
That cannot possibly ruin an animal. I mean,
let me ask you a question.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't even matter if someone wants to do that.
What color,
Shauna? If they get spoiled, you know what? They deserve it.
Here's a question for you.
Animals end up in pounds, and that's sad.
What color are your eyes? One.
I don't need to tell you.
Will you stop asking her questions like that?
All right, I would make this point. If this lady goes to the pound and she wants to rescue a dog, I think that's a good thing. But when she brings it home, and she puts a bandana on it and a vest, all right, and a pocket watch, that's when it starts to get really strange for me. I'd rather shoot that animal where he walks.
You'd rather shoot an animal than
no, ma'am. I would say I would rather if you put a
animal rights activist are you?
I'm this kind, ma'am.
That's not ethical.
How many Valiums have you had tonight? One, two, three.
Oh, whatever. Go to hell.
That was five.
Wait a minute, Shauna. That was very rude of that was rude of you to say that.
Wait a minute. What's the name of your uncle's? What's
really
the name of your...
upsets me because it is idiots like you who make me care more about animals than people. And animals deserve much better than that.
Have you ever heard a band?
I'm sorry to hear that there's one, like, that feels this way.
Wait a minute. Did we actually have to dump... Well, I just said it. I can't believe that. That was a good call. We had to dump that. You know, that happens to be what happened to Amarka? Is he gone? All right. Anyway, thanks a lot, Shauna. I thought you were a good caller. Mr. Amarka, wherever you are, I'll see you soon. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What did you want to say?
I want to thank the gentleman who works in whoever the people were that edited out that lady calling me that word that you didn't think was so great.
Well, Mark dumped it, and I didn't think that he had to.
I thought it was very rude for her to say that to me.
I believe you're right, sir, and she shouldn't have used four-letter words. By the same token, I also would like to say that you saying you just as soon walk up and shoot a dog wearing a bandana because he's no good for anybody else, to my way of thinking, is a little psychotic.
Boy, you really stepped in it there, didn't you?
Wait, what do you mean stepped in it?
I'm saying you're calling me a psychotic. Just like that guy Everidge over at United Television Services called me a bald-faced liar because I sidestepped a bear and it went off a cliff. Okay, yeah, I guess I'm nuts, huh?
Let's go over to a phone call. Barb, go ahead.
Hey, what's wrong with
you? You're not answering my question.
Go, I'm sorry, ma'am, I didn't hear you because he was talking.
I wanted to ask a question, Mr. Hendry. Why is a man allowed to call me a liar because I sidestepped a bear?
Hello?
I didn't say the guy's allowed to call you a liar, but you sidestepping a bear and it running off a cliff is one thing. The crew that worked with you said that you were drunk that day. Now, Barb, what is your question?
What's wrong with an animal wearing clothes and a dog wearing a bandana?
Because it's human beings, ma'am, basically imposing an anthropomorphic view on an animal that is not healthy for that animal. It makes the animal look like a jackass. People, you know, laugh at it.
No.
And that's cruelty. That's animal cruelty. You don't have to just butt a cigarette on a dog to be cruel to it. And putting a dog in a bandana, slacks, a Perry Ellis sports shirt, and sitting him in your car like he belongs there, like he's got two legs, is just as cruel as anything else.
Yeah, but you said you'd just as soon shoot one.
If I see a dog dressed like that, oh, yeah. Why wouldn't I want to? You tell me you don't want to shoot a dog that's dressed up.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't shoot a dog. But how come when I take my dog to the vet and they groom it and I pick my dog up and the dog comes running out with his bandana on all dressed up and they think that's okay, so...
The guy that grooms the dog, is he, you know, and I'll say this, and I've got nothing against those people. Is he a gay person or something, or what?
A gay dog?
No, it's the guy that the dog groomer. Is he some kind of a gay?
I don't know. He might be.
All right. That's what they do. Okay.
What are you talking about, man?
Why do you put a freaking bandana on a dog? Make the dog
know.
Look like an idiot? He feels like an idiot? Everyone thinks he looks like an idiot?
It's a female dog.
That's nice. Anyway, Phil, getting back to you. Wow. She,
Barb, did you have anything else you wanted to add? So your dog gets a bandana, and you don't feel it's cruel.
No, I dress my dog up in clothes all the time.
Ma'am, where do you live? Well, don't tell me, because I'm liable to come to your house and pull up in a specialized van that I've had made. I put the dogs in it, and then I turn on the gas.
Oh, no, you wouldn't do that.
Yes, I would, because if
That's
I saw
cruel.
Your dog... If I saw, is it really cruel? Gee, let me think about that. It's better to let that dog die with dignity than have him flouncing around.
I put gas on you.
Ma'am, you got your dog flouncing around your house in your own house coat.
All right. Thank you very much, Barb. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With a quart of buttermilk.
Well, wait a minute, man. All I'm saying is this. You know, you've got to draw the line somewhere. Somebody dresses their dog in a bandana and whatever it is, sunglasses, walking up and shooting that dog is only going to get you arrested for animal cruelty.
Well, that's what we're trying to change, Mr. Hendry. That's what we're trying to... I am not the one practicing animal cruelty. She is. And this, coming on top of the fact that I saved a little kid and I sidestepped a black bear that was about to maul our cameraman. Thank God, I've got the tape of the bear going off the cliff if you want to hear it, because we were rolling tape that day.
I might want to as soon as we get to some calls.
All right, I'll make sure that we load it, and you can hear for yourself what happened that day.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Stacy. Hi, Stacy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, my question is,
yes, ma'am.
Do you have statistics for how many children are eaten a year in this country?
Well,
wild animals?
We do know that we lose in this country probably every year, probably about 20,000 kids.
20,000 children are eaten a year?
Are torn to shreds.
Can we use another term, man? That really...
Well, I'm saying mauled to the point of death, yeah.
And these are real statistics. How come we never heard of this before?
Ma'am, I don't know what you do with your life in terms of how you gain information, so I can't comment on that. All I'm telling you is that this has been happening ever since we began to, move our families into new homes, which we have every right to do, and we get these animal rights people saying, oh, you can't move up into the canyon country because there's a chipmunk up there that's going to get his jaws tightened. Well, I say, it's time for humans to go where they will, like that song that was done by the Fifth Dimension. You got to go where you want to go and do what you want to do. As a human, we've got that right. And a bear comes at me, I sidestep, and it goes sailing off a cliff at 300 feet, and people are looking at me like I'm the bad guy.
Man, you are really something.
What are you talking about?
That bear, and this other bear fell off a cliff.
Are you
sure you're not on volume with the other girl?
Hey, lady, as soon as you do some reading about how many kids get eaten every year, you get back to me, okay?
I
don't be calling me
crazy.
Up and asking me information.
You are crazy.
Don't call me up and ask me statistics.
I think you're an actor. I think this is all that you're on the radio.
She said the BS word.
She's a sack of crap from way back. I know who that was.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Sorry I never gave you that $20 that night, but it wasn't worth it, Stacy.
Well, that wasn't necessary.
Well, she...
Let me go to Nicole. Nicole, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question for, what was his name again?
Mark? You can ask me, ma'am, if you'd like.
Okay, question for you.
My name is Austin.
Okay, giving you your point of saying that if a dog is dressed in a bandana or clothes, he has no dignity and it would be better off to...
He has no dignity.
Then question. If I perceive you as having no dignity for having a point of view. Would it be better off if I just, you know, pull up in my van, especially maybe
no,
gas somebody?
Here's the difference, ma'am. There's a difference. Men and women are human beings who have a covenant with God Almighty. Animals are a lower form of life. Are you telling me, I just want to be clear, are you telling me that an animal life is equal to a human life?
Are you telling
no,
me
no,
that
no, no,
your
no, no, you got to answer my question.
No, you got to
answer. See, Phil, this is it, Phil. These people think that animals are equal to humans, and they don't want to say it. Well, I'm going to make them come out of there. I'm smoking them out. I'll
oh, you're
going to
make
dog.
Somebody
I'm
do
gonna
something.
Smoke you out, lady.
About anthropomorphism.
I'm going to walk up to your dog, and I'm going to blow it away in a gas chamber.
I don't have a dog, and that's okay. The question, you're talking about...
I know, you didn't answer
my dog.
La, 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 la. I don't want to hear it.
Why not?
Because you didn't answer my answer.
Saddle on a horse. How about putting a mush on a dog? How does that differ in any way?
How about if I put, all right? How about if I put a ball gag on you?
Okay, that
oh,
is
well,
completely.
That's a great answer.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, you are
how
so
about,
amazing.
How about you in leather
you
stirrups?
You can't actually answer something without being.
You didn't answer my question. I asked you a question you wouldn't answer.
Well,
I said, do you think that humans and animals are equal in terms of their life value?
How about you answer my question
you
before
won't answer
I answer yours?
I'll answer your question as soon as you slip into a ball gag and a flimsy burdoos.
All right, you get out of here.
Oh,
yeah,
wow,
you know what, Mr. Ed, you're a scumbag. You're a whore.
1-800-449-8686.
Basic training rolls right off my knife.